The local newspaper originally described it as an eyesore and public laughingstock, quite a tagline for a building that became one of the most popular and most photographed places in this state. But why was it built, and what kept it from going the way of the wrecking ball? The answers on this edition of The American Countryside. For many years, you've heard me talking about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn, brands we've grown on our farm for many years. Wilcross soybeans offer the latest genetics with proven results on your soil type. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities for your farm. Get the details now by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers in our area, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. When everything you do revolves around corn, you look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. AgriGold's new giant hybrids stand tall against the competition. Check out the results for yourself from local yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. It's one of the most photographed buildings in Tennessee, or the country for that matter.
The building was actually built in 1894 to be a federal customs house and post office.
Amy Llewellyn is describing the customs house in Clarksville, Tennessee. It was one specific product grown here that made a new customs house necessary.
The Cumberland River connects eventually to the Mississippi River, going out to the Gulf. So in the 1890s, they were exporting things to Europe. Tobacco was popular there, and it was coming from Clarksville and places here in Tennessee and Kentucky.
The building served its purpose, but what really made it stand out was its design. Something hard to do justice via radio, but something that can be seen at AmericanCountryside.com.
The building is 1.5 stories, but with this tall, steep roof that has all these gables and architectural details, these eagles on the corner. The original design, people thought it was really bizarre. The newspaper actually had a comment about it being a architectural absurdity and public laughingstock.
Its unique design has made it an oft-photographed spot in the state. It went from serving as a customs house to the Department of Electricity for the city. It became so popular, the city decided to keep it. And later, it became the Customs House Museum in the 1980s.
In 1996, we kind of doubled our exhibit space by doing a whole new building that's attached. So now we tell Clarksville's history, but we also have a variety of art and children's exhibits and science and telling a whole general interest.
Today, that original architectural wonder still stands, a home to the past and present of this city. Traveling the countryside in Clarksville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.